17 years ago, abortion clinics in Milwaukee and Delaware joined the National Organization for Women in trying to use federal anti-racketeering laws against aggressive clinic protesters. The abortion rights providers did win some court victories, and a long list of protesters were ordered to pay fines and were barred from interfering with clinic business. But the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled 8-1 that the racketeering and extortion laws were improperly used in the case. Chief Justice William Rehnquist says the so-called RICO laws cannot be used when protesters do not obtain property. The decision pleases a longtime Milwaukee Clinic protester, Matt Truella of Missionaries to the Preborn.
Well, the RICO laws were clearly written to take care of mobsters and to keep them from threatening people with bodily harm or harm to their property so that they could get some financial end out of it. What we're dealing here with pro-lifers are people who are, by and large, dealing in peaceful demonstration, and they have no financial benefit coming from their actions.
Truella predicts that protests outside Wisconsin's handful of abortion clinics will again pick up as people no longer worry about extortion charges. But Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says another federal law, the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, or FACE, will likely prevent clinic blockades. However, Susan Hill of Summit Women's Health Organization in Milwaukee worries that demonstrators may forget the FACE law.
Well, I fear that, you know, any protesters who, you know, may think that this is an opening for them and that this gives them a free rein on what they can do as long as they don't take the business.
Some free speech supporters welcome the RICO ruling, saying it will protect demonstrators at many other venues. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.